Look, everybody got problems, and I'm trying to take care of mine, and I gave up that narcotic.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody back tuning in to the show. I'm ready to flow straight from the survival scrolls. People are calling up. The phones are lighting up. Who's on the phone right now?
Yo, this is the boy, James.
What's going on, player? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly.
All right, what's on your mind today, man?
Man, I'm going through a little breakup situation with the miss, but I really just called, let you know I listen to you at work all the time, man. Funny as shit.
That's what's up, man. Thanks for supporting the show, homie. And what's going on with your breakup, man? Everything all right?
I don't know, man. This chick, we've been going through it, She saying that she don't know if we're forcing it, but I don't know. I can go either way on it.
She said she doesn't know if you guys are forcing the relationship.
Yeah, forcing it because we talking about getting married and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, shit. How long y'all been dating, man?
Like about a year.
1 year. And how old are you two?
I'm 27.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 27 too.
Okay, and she's like kind of reserved about the whole marriage thing now?
No, we just having like a lot of little issues, little trust issues right now.
Oh, and, like on whose behalf? On hers or yours? Sound like you have issues with trusting her.
I'm having some on her because it's a little distance in between, like 2 hours difference. But
okay, so y'all got the long distance thing going on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're gonna talk about today, man. We're gonna talk about them long distance relationships, and talk about the ins and outs and the pros and cons of that. But sound like your situation, man. I don't know if you guys are talking about getting married, and have y'all ever lived together?
Nah, that's supposed to be the next step.
Damn, dude. So y'all haven't discussed none of that?
No, we talked about getting married. Talked about moving in.
Okay.
We talked about moving in, but I got some things going on here. In a couple months, I said I'll probably move down there.
But she's tripping.
Yeah, she's tripping. She's tripping, and I'm tripping, she's tripping. We both tripping.
That's why I got some Keith Sweat in the background for you, if you notice. Yeah, I had to hit you. I had to get you.
No, but, I don't need that Brian McKnight. You don't hear me crying.
Yeah, I didn't put the Brian on you, but not quite. You ain't crying yet, but you're going through some merry-go-rounds.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
All right, man, keep your head up, man. Everything's going to be all right, player. We're going to talk about the long-distance thing today. All right, man. All right, y'all. What's up, everybody? Let me put back on my old-school funk. I've been in old school funk mode lately, and I'm glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Like I said, today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com and MacLessonsRadio.com. Now, for everybody, I want everybody to go to the all new MacLessonsRadio.com. That's where you can get all the backup shows, all the shows that you haven't heard before. I know we've been putting the shows on Z-Share, and the shows are being circulated around the net. You can go to MacLessonsRadio and listen to all of the backup shows. We're still loading up old shows now because the show has gotten so popular with the old site. We found out that there was like 500,000 goddamn downloads. I didn't know that the show was that popular. And then we checked the stats, and there was like 500,000 downloads, so we had to kind of put the show on another site. So we uploaded all the shows, so you can go straight to MacLessonsRadio.com and get all of them. No problems with the download, broadband, none of that shit, because I know when they put it on Z-Share and Supload, sometimes so many people download them that the links go dead or whatever. But you can listen to all the shows, MacLessonsRadio.com, and go there and subscribe again to iTunes. There's a new link where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes at the new MacLessonsRadio.com. So check that out. Now, who's on the phone? We got somebody from Atlanta here.
Hey, what up? I'm CJ Shortfuse. What up, man?
What's going on? What's going on with your player?
Same old, man. Good radio show, man. I appreciate on that.
Good thinking. Good thanks, man. Thanks a lot, man. So what's on your mind today, man?
Pretty much, man. I saw your topic today was all distance relationships, man. It's good that you're touching on that because a lot of folks are blind to the bullshit that goes on that.
Absolutely. So have you ever been through one of those long distance relationships?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have, man.
Right. And how did that turn out? What happened? What were the pros and cons about that?
Man, that shit ain't no joke. You don't know what either party's doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a whole bunch of things running through both people's minds.
Yes. That's real talk. But I'm going to touch on that on the show, so thanks for the call, player. And let me flow a little bit, because when I take calls, that kind of fucks up the flow and the momentum of the show. Excuse me. So let me flow a little bit. Now, like everybody's calling and saying, today's show topic is about long-distance relationships. I've been getting a lot of emails and letters from people wanting me to talk about that, and I'm going to flow on that. Let me get some. The phones are lighting up. Who's calling?
Hey, yo, this is Sean. What's up, Flay?
What's going on, Pim Juice? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Opelousas, Louisiana.
What part of Louisiana?
Opelousas, Louisiana.
God damn, where the hell is that? That sounds like they got about 30 Popeye's chicken franchises in that motherfucker. Where is that?
It's about an hour away from Baton Rouge.
Okay, god damn, I bet y'all can make some good ass gumbo in that motherfucker. So what's on your...
Hey, the food good.
It sound like it's good. What's the name? What's on your mind today, man?
Hey, what's the topic for today?
We're talking about long-distance relationships, and I know your ass hasn't been through one living in Opelika, Louisiana. Shit.
Hey, honestly, man, that's some straight-up bullshit, because I tried that before, and when a nigga trying to get his nut on, he can't do it when he wants, he got worried about it. If a female fucking on the side and all that, it's a bunch of bullshit.
That's true.
The thing you do, it's a little local female, somebody chop up with, you straight.
That's
all that long-distance bullshit.
I feel you. All right, good. Thanks for the call, player.
All right, player.
For sure. Real talk. But anyway, let me chime in. Now, before I get into that, let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on, a lot of the stuff that's popping off. Now, people have sent me, y'all know I like all those YouTube videos and all that good shit. People have sent me this new YouTube video. And you guys have to see this. Chocolate Rain. I know some of you guys have probably heard about this. And y'all know I'm the king of the YouTube. I play all that YouTube shit. You know, I was the first one to bring Alexis Tyler on the national spotlight. And there's a video called Chocolate Rain. You guys need to go. I'm giving y'all a moment to go to YouTube. If you haven't seen Chocolate Rain, go to YouTube right now and type in Chocolate Rain right now and look at this shit. And I'm about to play the audio. It's funny as shit. Now, what's so funny about this, about the dude, it's a dude singing. And I guess he's dead serious about this goddamn song. The dude looks funny. He looks like Michael Jackson. Looks like a young Michael Jackson, but he has this deep-ass voice, and he's making these funny-ass facial expressions, and I think he's being serious with this song. So here's the song. This is Chocolate Rain by, I think his name is Tay Zonde or some shit. Tay Zonde. This is Chocolate Rain. And as you hear, the music is real cheesy.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went. Chocolate rain. Build a tent and say the world is dry. Chocolate rain.
Now you have to see this in order to get the full effect. Because this motherfucker singing is already weird enough. But look at this motherfucker. And he looks like a young-ass Michael Jackson with these big-ass glasses and these funny-ass facial expressions. And that's his real voice. This motherfucker looks like a gay serial killer. This nigga look like he be sucking dick at knife point. He looks crazy as cat shit. You have to see this dude. I'm going to be playing this song a lot on the show, so y'all better get used to it. I'm just giving y'all an idea where it's coming from. It's Tazon Day Chocolate Rain. This motherfucker is crazy looking. You know how Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer? He had body parts. This motherfucker looked like he just got a house full of dicks. Just dicks all in the freezer. Craziest cat shit. But I'll be playing this a lot.
Back down again, chocolate rain.
Anyway, let's see who's on this phone. Hotline, who's calling?
It's Brazil from NY. What it is, boss?
What's going on, Big Pimpin'? What's on your mind today, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just calling to show some love, you know, to the whole Mackin movement. That's what it is.
That's true. That's true. So what's on your mind, man?
Calling out of NY right now. In a nutshell, I'm some chick grinding out here, stay grinding with my music and shit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure. And what's on your mind? You called up to give a shout out. We're talking about long distance relationships today.
Oh, long distance relationships, eh?
Yeah. So, what's your take on that, player?
Really depends on where your mind is.
Right.
I haven't had success with it for the simple fact that you know, you putting your stock in the sun that ain't right next to you. Feel
that's,
me?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
So I mean, in a nutshell, that's what it is.
For sure. For sure. All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, player. Thanks for the call. Let me put back on some of my music. Shit. Put back on me some Alexander instead of that Chocolate Rain shit. But y'all better get used to Chocolate Rain because I'm going to be bumping that shit. But anyway, what else is going on, man? I think I did one show last week. I've been doing a whole bunch of shit, man. I've been in a fucked up mood, man. One of my dogs tore my air conditioning system outside, man. So I've been pissed off because of that, man. My dog tore my air conditioning system, and I think I got to get a whole new system, and that shit's going to be a couple of $1,000s. I've been pissed this whole weekend, man. I'm in a cool mood now, but shit. I've been looking at that dog crazy as hell. I'm like, well, take your ass to Michael Vick's house. You won't be biting up shit. And speaking of Michael Vick, for those who don't know, I think I touched on this on the last show. Michael Vick, the NFL player, he's accused of dogfighting. And if you have to be living under a rock to not have seen this in the news, they're really trying to throw this brother under the bus as far as that. I mean, they're really putting extra shit on it. On my last show, I talked about how, you know, it was some dumb shit for him to be involved in if he was involved in that. But the way they're doing it in the media, they're really putting extra shit on it. And I found out today that one of his co-defendants, I think they about to get their snitch on. I think one of his co-defendants, they're going to start cooperating with the prosecution. So Michael Vick needs to start making plea deals because, shit, all these niggas that you done ran with, and that's a lesson for you dudes, man. Watch these niggas that you hang around. You watch these niggas that you hang around because when a little heat gets on them niggas, y'all out here doing dirt, they'll go to court and they start singing like Chaka Khan on your ass. And that's what's happening to Michael Vick right now. These niggas start cutting deals and they singing. These niggas up in court just like this here. It wasn't me. I wasn't fighting those pit bulls, Your Honor. It was Michael Vick. Singing like a motherfucker. So watch them niggas. You watch them niggas you do dirt with. Them niggas in the court getting they Chaka Khan on right now. Singing. Let's see who's on this damn phone. Hotline, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? I just like your show.
All right. What's your name, man?
Oh, my name is Jose. I'm just calling. I see that the topic is long distance.
Yes, yes. Where are you calling from, Jose?
Connecticut.
Okay. So what's your take on long distance relationships?
Oh, they're horrible. Horrible, dude.
So you dealt with a girl staying out of town before?
Hell yeah. it's bad, man.
It's not cool.
It's bad, especially when they're jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man.
It's horrible.
All right, thanks for the call. This motherfucker really didn't have shit to say. He's going to take up the whole goddamn show with his ass. This nigga sounding all remedial. This nigga sound like this.
Oh, man! Secret has
That's who his ass sound like. Goddamn, y'all better start stepping your game up when you call the show, y'all. Shit. Anyway, But, yeah, Michael Vick, man, keep your head up, man. Don't be no punk about yours. He's keeping his head up. He's going into court like a man. You know, he has his head up, so I respect that. I respect that with Mike Vick. Hey, what else is going on, y'all? The phones are lighting up. Who's calling? Hotline. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Hi,
Tariq. Hey, who is this?
This is Stephanie.
What's up, Steph? Where are you calling from, babe?
Atlanta.
Okay, so what's on your mind, Steph?
We just saw your little note, and we just called in to tell you we love you. I have my friend on the phone with me.
What's up? I heard the phone clicking. Where's she at?
Hi.
What's up?
We just thought it was so funny.
Oh, Lord. Y'all shouldn't give niggas extra sprint minutes. Well, they show out when they get them some free sprint minutes. So, what's going on down in Atlanta, ladies?
We waiting on you.
Who wants to know when you're coming down?
I'll be down there soon, in a few weeks, actually. I'm about to go on tour now. We're getting all my tour information together right now. So I gotta.
Okay, you need to go out to dinner with all of us and all of our friends so we can all gang up on you.
I got to see how y'all look first. Shit. I can't have y'all ganging up on me and y'all look like a gang of Jennifer Holidays and shit. Now, if y'all look like Sierra, we can roll.
Good in the A.
All right, y'all send me some photos of what y'all look like. And it better be fly, because I will clown you. If y'all look like the cast members of The Color Purple, I'm going to get on the show and clown all of you.
We got you.
All right, y'all better not be looking like Celia and Miss Sophia up in this bitch. All right, y'all. I'll holler.
Bye.
I be getting emails and messages like that all the time. I'm like, I want to fuck. And then they send a picture and they look like Michael Clark Duncan. Like, this ain't the Green Mile, bitch. Get away from me. Can't do nothing with you. But I love Atlanta. The women in Atlanta are the bomb. Bomb-ass women in Atlanta. A lot of freaky women in Atlanta. A lot of porn chicks in Atlanta now. I know a lot of women in Atlanta are getting into the porn. White and black. I meet a lot of women out here in L.A. who's from Atlanta. They come out here to do porn. That's a trip. And porn now is just whack. The porn now is cheesy. Have you seen porn lately? The porn movies, even the white ones are kind of cheesy. Because white porn movies, they always have that cheesy-ass 80s music in the background. And black porn be having that fucked-up-ass rap music. Like a white porn, it'll be like a white man and a white woman at the house. Or the white man is a pizza delivery boy. He comes in and says, hey, I got a pizza for you. How are you going to pay for it? I'm going to pay for it with my cock. Then they start fucking. They'll be fucking to some cheesy ass 80s music. Real whack. And the black porn ain't no better. Black porn, it'd be like, you know, a black chick and a black dude in an alley. He'd be like, what's your name is shouting? Like, Shaquisha, I like your booty. I like your dick. Then they start fucking to some old cheesy ass music.
Living room, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea market, Montgomery.
Just a hot mess.
It's just like
hot mess. Let's see who else is on the phone. Hotline, who's calling?
Money.
What's up, player? What's your name?
Steve Money. Yeah.
There you go, Steve. Where are you calling from, Chicago?
I'm calling down here, Dana Point, OC, baby.
You're in OC? Okay, you're in California. What's on your mind, yeah, Steve?
Long-distance relationships, bro. They don't work.
They don't work. So, in your opinion, why don't they work?
You have to have a foundation of trust that usually does not exist.
Right.
Because you're working on things that are not even real.
That's true. Whoops. I put the footloose back on. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So you're sitting there, you're having this relationship with this female, and you're expecting her to drift up, and you're like, that doesn't make no sense.
That's true. All right, well, thanks for the call, man. I feel you on that. All right, let me chime in on my whole position on this. Now, with the long-distance relationships, basically, when you're dealing with somebody on the telephone, because basically it's a telephone relationship, you aren't dealing with the real them. You're dealing with them putting their best foot forward. You're dealing with the best side of them. I always tell you guys that most communication is 90% nonverbal. So when you're dealing with somebody over the telephone, it's strictly verbal. So 90% of it is bullshit. You really have to be around a person in order to soak their game up. Also, with long-distance relationships, the novelty of you guys not being around each other, that's somewhat intriguing. Am I making sense to you guys? The longing for that person is intriguing. It's more intriguing as opposed to them being right there. Everybody's cool when they're out of sight, out of sound, when they're out of body, out of mind. Everybody's cool. Everybody's the shit when they're not around. But when you're around a person, you get to see, you know, what the motherfuckers look like in the morning. You get to see what they look like when they come home from the gym. You get to smell them motherfuckers when they wake up in the morning. You get to see what they smell like when they fart. You get to see them when they're not dolled up. When you're doing the long distance thing, whenever you get together, everybody's putting their best foot forward. Because I've done that. I've dealt with girls on a long distance level, and we've kicked it with each other like for a weekend and haven't seen each other for a few weeks and then see each other for another weekend. That's fun. That's like a little vacation. And when you go on vacation, some spots are cool to visit, but it's not that cool when you really want to live there. Like, for instance, I live back and forth from LA and Hawaii. Now, Hawaii is a great place for like a weekend or for like a week, but after a while, it gets real boring because there's really not too much to do, but it's a great temporary spot. But if you stay there for a long period of time, you lose your fucking mind on that island. And again, it's a cool place to visit. So a lot of long-distance relationships are like that. Some people are cool to just kick it with and visit. But when you're trying to get some long-distance shit popping off with them, a lot of times it's not all what it's cracked up to be. Now, the long-distance thing, the long-distance thing is cool if you guys are holding paper like that and you have free access to travel a lot. If you have a lot of money and you can just travel at a whim like that, that's kind of cool. If you're holding like that, but most people aren't holding paper like that. So if they want to have a serious relationship, one person has to move to the other person's city. Somebody's going to have to make that compromise. Like me, I know a lot of girls now that live all around the world. I have homegirls who live like overseas, but they fly back and forth doing modeling gigs, then they come back here, and that's understandable, and we kick it, we do our thing. But, you know, if I wanted to, I can hop over to on a plane and go to London or whatever. I'm sounding kind of dicky, sound like I'm bragging. But I'm just giving an example. I don't want to sound like I'm riding my own dick, but I'm just giving an example of what is cool and what's acceptable. It's acceptable if you can roll it out like that, but if you don't have that kind of paper and somebody has to be stationary, a long-distance relationship, I wouldn't really suggest that at all. And again, in many cases, when somebody's in another city, you don't know what they're doing. And in many cases, they're fucking somebody else. Let's just keep it 100. When people are living in another city, usually, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be fucking somebody else. They'll have a relationship, quote unquote, with you on the phone, but they're going to have them some in-town dick or some in-town pussy. Let's just keep it 110. All right? This is especially when some girls go out of town for school, and men. When you go to a new city, you want to be in a position where you can get you some quick access to something. Shit, people have needs, people have desires. Shit. And when you have needs and desires, you ain't going to sit up twiddling your thumbs. Or twiddling your dick or twiddling your pussy, you're going to go out there and handle that. Especially when the other person that you're supposed to be dating is in another spot. Out of sight, out of sound, out of body, out of mind. You dig what I'm saying? So the game is real deep, man. The long distance thing, it really, really depends. I'm really, really on the fence about that. I would suggest if you're going to be in a long distance relationship with somebody, you have to establish a good relationship with them first. If you're in a relationship with somebody first, and then you guys kind of separate and split up, or they move to another city while you've established a relationship, that's kind of understandable. But if you meet somebody who's out of town and you're trying to do the long distance thing and you are vibing with them over the phone, that don't count. Just like this MySpace shit don't count. And the MySpace thing is big now. Everybody gets into these little MySpace relationships. That shit doesn't count. Because on MySpace, everybody's going to put up their best photo. Everybody's going to look fly. Everybody's going to be doing their thing. But you really have to be around a person to peep their game out. You have to be around them 24/7 to peep them the fuck out. You feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Please don't forget to check out MacLessonsRadio.com. MacLessons.com and MacLessonsRadio.com. Everybody go to MacLessonsRadio.com and resubscribe to the Mac Lessons Radio Show so you can get all the backup shows. You get them automatically. If you go to MacLessonsRadio.com, you get all the backup shows automatically if you subscribe to it on iTunes. And we're going to revamp all the shows. You're going to get all the shows. It's going to be real fly. We're going to be uploading more shows on there. And it's going to be real fly. Again, like 500,000 people have downloaded the show and everybody's like on my dick about it now. And we're going to make we're going to do some longer shows too. And I also got some other surprises for you guys too. So you guys stay tuned for that. All right, y'all, holler at you next week. Well, not next week. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I might do a show for you motherfuckers tomorrow. Holler.